end of the track season, are, first of all, Will, are you missing it already, or are you saying, hey, it was time, it's time for a little break?
You know, track, it's definitely my favorite sport. You know, out of all of them, out of baseball, football, basketball, I mean, all of sports, you know, I could do it all year long, you know, and I'm just glad, and I knew that that was my last race, my last meet for a whole year, and, you know, so I had to give it all I had, and so, yeah, I'm missing it a lot already.
What a great spring season from start to finish, running the two, the quarter, and you ran the half a little bit early in the season too, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yes.
But you kind of whittled it down a little bit, the two and the four. Just, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach Kronhoffman says for a while you were kind of out with maybe an injury. Is maybe that why you kind of whittled things down just to the two events?
Yes, I did. I had a hamstring problem, you know, bothering me. And, you know, I missed a few meets, missed the Best of the West meet. You know, I was bummed out, but I had to, you know, be smart and save it for districts and state. So, you know, had to play it smart, talked it out with coach.
Well, let's talk about the 400, of course, has stayed. Prelims, you ran a really good race. I think it was sub 52 and got, I think, the fourth best time. Were you happy with that prelims and how you did?
Yeah, I was definitely happy, you know. I mean, my PR was a 51.9, and, you know, I haven't PR'd and since about halfway through the season, and, you know, PRing and prelims definitely made me happy, but, you know, it didn't give me the best time out of all of them, so I was definitely a little bummed. You know, I have very high expectations for myself, and, you know, but I knew that I'd have to rest up that night and come back even better for tomorrow, so.
And then, of course, the final itself, what a strong race. Talk about that. You run sub, 51 for the first time, a PR there, and talk about that race. When did you kind of know, hey, I'm going to win this thing?
You know, me and Coach watched film a million times. You know, we watched my prelim race, and, you know, we saw when Isaiah decided to kick in and where the other guys were and how to sort of go off them to pace myself, you know. And so I sort of ran a different style of it than how I have been all year, and it obviously worked out. And, you know, I knew right when Isaiah got to that 200 mark, he was going to kick it in. And so I just had to stay right on his tail, and I just had to push and, you know, have my mind, you know, be stronger than my body and push past that mental point and push past him and just had to be the stronger guy and, you know, finish first, you know?
It was a great crowd there watching. And how was that running? And that was by far the biggest crowd you've ran in front of this year.
Oh, definitely, for sure. You know, right coming around the corner when the announcer is saying Casey and Isaiah going at it, you know, just got me that second boost of adrenaline, you know, just the, man, I want to catch him. I want to, you know, make this underdog story sort of, you know. I was coming in 12th, coming into state, and, you know, right what you said, coming down the stretch, you know, it was amazing. And everyone cheering and loud, it's just a whole different atmosphere, you know.
Now, you qualify in the 200. Prelims at 200 didn't quite go your way, did it?
It did not. You know, I didn't even get my official time. I think it might have been close to a 24, but like I said, that hamstring problem, I felt it. I ran that 400 earlier in the day, and I felt pretty good, and I went into that 200, and it's more of a sprint and more explosive than that 4, and, you know, I came out of the blocks, and I felt it sort of flare up, and I just sort of coasted the rest because I knew I had finals the next day, and I just really wanted to play it safe, and so.
Pretty smart idea, no question. You feel a little twinge, just like that, and say, "Hey, not worth it. I'm in the 400 meter final. Let's just save it for the another day."
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you moved over here from Hastings in St. Cecilia High School. I looked at your times as a freshman. You had some really good times as a freshman.
Yep. You know, I had a great coach in Hastings as well. Great support. You know, and been pushing. I mean, ever since about eighth grade when I sort of got serious about track, I mean, I've, you know, made it my sport and made it my dedication to get better at it. You know, eighth grade, went to state for the 400 as well, ran a 53 flat in eighth grade. Then, you know, ninth grade, I came in and I was sort of the relay guy. You know, I did all three relays every meet and then the 4 and the 8 here and there. And so, and then we made it to state as well in all those relays, and I got my split down to a 159 and the 800, and then my 4x4, I think I got down into the low 52s, but, you know, definitely have improved since last year, but yeah.
So kind of looking forward now to your junior season, where I know you got a long time to think about this, but obviously you got to run the quarter. Do you go and run the sprint in the 200, or you kind of slide on to run the half a little bit more? You got to been talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely had a great time last year in that half, you know, so I was expecting to maybe do that a little more, but, you know, probably lean towards some relays. I know we were getting close this year, and we're going to try to get some more guys to put in some more work and get a little quicker and hopefully get a few of those and stick to the four, definitely, for sure, and the two, and, I mean, throw in the one or something, but I mean, whatever comes along and whatever I can get.
Another sophomore, Grayson Kohler, got down there as well, and he's got a bright future, so a nice little 1-2 punch for you guys the next 2 years.
Yes, for sure. He is a great athlete, and I'm excited to see where he'll go next year.
And I'm sure there's some other guys. I don't know if you had many seniors out for track and field, did you?
We had one senior boy, and he was a thrower, yes.
Uh-huh. So a lot of underclassmen coming back. Maybe there's a eighth grader who will become a freshman and will kind of help this year. So maybe a couple of guys will help in some of those relays.
Yes, for sure, definitely.
Now you talked about now a track over. Are you a baseball guy too, huh?
Yes, I am a baseball guy as well. You know, I just started 2 years ago, and I never really thought it was going to be my sport, but I started, and the coach said, you're a great player, and I started all the games. So I'm like, you know, if I'm going to start, I'm going to become good at it, and I'm going to push myself to be the best I can at it. So, you know.
When are those first games coming up? Coming up pretty soon for you?
Yep, we've had a few scrimmages, and we have a few coming up. And, you know, we've had definitely quite a few practices. And, you know, I'm hoping we'll build a good team together and have a good summer.
Then, of course, with football and camps and weight room work, your summer's pretty busy, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is, yes, with work, the weight room, you know, all those camps, team camps, individual camps, myself. I mean, it's definitely a busy summer, but, you know, it's all worth it.
Yep. Looking forward to the fall football season when it gets here, you know, with the team camps and the weight room. You feel like, I know Todd and Coach Kronhoffen, this is kind of a young bunch in football, and you'll be a year older, a year stronger. It should work to your advantage coming up in the fall.
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, I just got my first year here in Arapahoe, got a feel for the 8-man, you know, never done 8-man, been 11-man my whole life, and, you know, I got a feel for it this year, and, you know, we got a lot of returners. We lost a couple seniors, but, you know, everyone else is returning, so, you know, we all have a good bond, and, you know, that feeling, you know, just as a team, and, you know, we'll hit the weight room hard this year and this summer, and, like, and I think we'll have a good season. We're looking forward to it.
Finally, you mentioned earlier, track is your love. You know, you got 2 years still. You think you're kind of looking at college track and field? I know it's 2 years away. No big hurry, but you kind of think, hey, I'd kind of like to do that.
Oh, definitely, for sure. I mean, I would do anything I can to get better and get my times down to what I need for either a scholarship or a walk-on or anything for, you know, college track. It's definitely been a main point and something I've been looking into a lot.
Because there were college coaches down there. I know a few of them I ran into down there. So they were looking, and you got to think, the mail's going to start hitting your mailbox but emails and stuff like that. But they're going to start probably as a junior, probably looking you up a little bit more.
Yeah, of course, and I'm so excited for it. I'm ready for the opportunities, and I'm here with open arms and ready for it.